Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for dropping by on this holiday of holidays. And of course, we never rest. We never take a day off. Are you kidding me? Come on.
That's right.
We have Laura Kennard with us. We're going to talk about one or two networking things, but I also want to draw your attention to something she's been working on for months and months and months and months and months. And we haven't talked about it here on the Business News Hour, but curated growth. And we'll talk about what that is, where it's at, and why you should be knowledgeable about it. Laura, how do you do? Here we go.
Hey, thanks for having me on as a guest.
Well, of course.
I like outside of my normal gig, right?
Right, there you go. So let's cover a couple of things that are going on.
Okay.
That you've got on your list for dmbizmixer.com.
Yeah.
And then let's roll into curated growth. What do you got?
Well, so, you know, because we are on a holiday, we don't have a lot going on. Let's just say we have nothing going on this week. So, you know, wonderful, spend time with your families, shopping, that's what I'll still be doing today. But right after the new year, we do have some good things, and I think I mentioned this before, but the 2019 Book of Lists unveiling happens, and this is not only the place to be because you start off the new year networking with some, you know, really good people, and it's a big event, but you can get hot off the presses the Book of Lists, which is an invaluable resource of who's who. So this becomes a sales tool, a connection tool, you know, for you to know who you might, depending on what kind of business you have, who you might want to be reaching out to. So it's a great thing to get in your hands, like January 3rd, you can have that in your hands. And so they do that at the Atrium in Capitol Square.
Yes.
And I think they've done that there for a while. So looks like lots and lots of people show up.
Of course.
It's really nice.
It's the evening of the 3rd, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Evening of the 3rd.
Downtown
Des Moines.
It's going
to be 5 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
That is correct. What day is the 3rd? Oh, that's a Thursday. So I don't even know what days mark the new year.
Not
so,
to worry.
Then we'll have our very first Friday.
Right.
Okay. So we have at the Iowa Center for Economic Success, we'll be having our very first. It's Rita. And I've seen her name so many times before, and I know I'm going to get it wrong, but I think it's Perea. It's P-E-R-E-A.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And so she'll be
Rita
the
Perea.
Very first. Oh, Perea, is that what it is? Great. The very first Friday at the Iowa Center. And, of course, we will still have all of the first Friday things that go on at Gravitate for co-working and open co-working. And they usually have their networking at about 4:30. And that's at the downtown location. So then, just around the corner from that, we have we do have an event that'll be on, so actually Tuesday, January 8th, so just a little bit past that. West Des Moines Incubator will have expert advice on at the Gravitate Coworking in Valley Junction on the art of hiring. So, New Year, you might need...
Can you fog a mirror? You're in.
Right. You're in this market, maybe. Yeah. Right. And then that's over the lunch hour, but that very same evening, 5 to 7, is the DSM Magazine January February unveiling party. So those are just some things that you can look forward to in January.
All right. So one of the things I wanted to chat with you about today was this project that you're working on, curated growth.
Mm-hmm.
What that is and where it's at. And so I'm just going to let you roll.
Okay.
Talk to us about this.
So this is dangerous, Michael, because as you said, I've been working on it for a long time.
Yep.
So I'm actually even bringing in just a little round table to even kind of just boil down how we can communicate it best to the public, because it's a pretty big project. Guy Kawasaki, who I like to follow and read, has this expression, let 1,000 flowers bloom. So sometimes when you start something, you've got your mind wrapped around what you think it'll be, but you start to sort of just throw the seeds out there and kind of see what germinates and what kind of flowers start to bloom. And we've had a lot of people in the community come forward and see something else entirely in it, which is really exciting because we do want it to be something that serves the community.
So. What?
Okay. So Curated Growth is actually our umbrella company that the project at Southridge Mall, which I should just say is called Southridge now. It has been for a while. They dropped the mall part off a long time ago. The project there was sort of the catalyst for us getting the company going. I had some ideas about helping small businesses and startups in an accessible way for a long time, given that I have a marketing background, have worked with businesses, and spent a few years working inside of an architecture firm, which was really cool because I started becoming fascinated with this idea of creating place, mm-hmm. Placemaking, and some of the things that you also are looking at even here in Windsor Heights with the the streetscape
University
project. Mm-hmm. It's creating that sense of place where things can happen, and where people understand the destination, understand they shouldn't speed down the street, right? And so what I started to marry up was, how do we create a place where new businesses have a better chance of growing, getting off the ground, becoming sustainable? What does an innovation and business startup campus look like? And here was this mall campus that had sort of lost its identity a long time ago, that had all this available space and sort of lost its purpose in the community. And so capitalizing on a whole bunch of trends, including the fact that most people are really drawn to experiences now, events, making things, starting new businesses, all this stuff. We thought, how do we do this sort of innovation campus that invites the public in to do some community stuff and at the same time makes some of the things that people are starting businesses more visible and maybe even inspire someone else to come and say, oh, I'd love to start something and have the community to do that in. And what a wonderful place to be able to do it all together with all this space. So we created a, really from interviews that I've had with many, many actual people who wanted to start businesses, started to kind of look at that collection and say, which ones of these businesses could fit in this location, would serve the community, and really start reimagining this as a place that people would want to come to. And so we identified 15 of them from real business ideas that people have had. Some people I've even reached back out to and said, hey, you know that idea that you had? Others I kind of borrowed from some other communities. And we kind of grabbed some images. We kind of identified which space size would be appropriate. And some thought to what the revenue streams would be. Obviously, as we look for champions, those will be fleshed out further. But what we wanted to be able to paint was a picture of what the space could be and how businesses would play a role in reimagining it. So we put the lookbook together, and we approached the owner of Southridge and said, we have a new company. We're made up of some marketing educators, and we also plan to bring in a group of advisors. And what we're really good at, all of us, is working with small businesses and helping them become sustainable. What we think you have here is the space for us to create a community of people that want to make things and start things. And here is what we have in mind. And after a lot of negotiation back and forth, some no's, some obstacles, we were actually given the property as a sandbox to do what we'd like to try to do.
That's a huge move.
It is. So we have an actual space of our own that would be a co-working and venture studio where our group of folks that like this idea can work together on their own projects, but together with new startups. and gives us sort of a place to commune. But the larger picture down the road would be that we would actually seed some of these businesses into their own places on the mall campus itself, or the non-mall campus itself. And in some cases, some people would remain co-working with us if they maybe had more of a technology thing that didn't require a brick and mortar, but they want an office.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of them, honestly, might not belong there. And maybe they belong somewhere else in the community. And
sure,
we would want to identify that. But the idea behind our name, Curated Growth, is that we're not only curating space that would be more useful to the community, but we're also helping to curate resources, both human talent, capital, on the professional side, but also people who want to start businesses. And as well, one of our key things is for people to understand that no matter if you're a tech company or you're a brick and mortar store, you're a tech company.
Right.
You're a technology company today. There's just no way of getting around it, whether it's digital media, whether it's omnichannel marketing, whether it's delivery using an app, whether it's the way you run your bookkeeping. It's just, you can't get around that you're going to have to embrace technology. And so one of the things that is kind of part of what we would be doing with any of these businesses that we create is also curating and helping plug in the technology pieces that will help them be more efficient, keeping current with trends, that will help them be more sustainable. And we may even invite other people in the community who have businesses that haven't embraced technology yet, come and learn there about how technology could change their business.
So at its very most common piece, you have this very large structure, mm-hmm, south side of Des Moines, mm-hmm, that has actually failed as a shopping center.
Yep, yep.
And so you've got all this room, and I know Des Moines Area Community College has a large part,
yeah,
of that building. And yeah, so the idea is not only a co-working space, but also an incubator for new businesses,
yep,
which may then graduate to some of these storefronts.
Yep.
Within the building.
Yeah, that's our hope.
Yeah.
And I think that, and that, of course, is, so just to kind of give you a perspective on, for people that, I can give you a couple of little quick talking points about Des Moines. It's the fastest growing city metro in the United States, or in the Midwest, not in the United States, in the Midwest. And that means that we are growing at a rate that, bit hard to keep up with when you think if things would continue by 2030, we'd hit about 1 million. So that impacts mobility. It impacts where people live, housing, all sorts of things are impacted by that level of growth. So what we're starting to see quietly is that people are starting to look to other sites of town, maybe not with the same focus that the city has had on downtown, but I think there was a new magazine that launched through the Business Record called Greater. They just had their launch of that, and so if you get a chance to go out and look at it, I think it's just greater.com, if I'm not wrong. But anyway, Google it. It's Des Moines Business Record, or the Business Record's new endeavor. And I went there, and the very first thing that I clicked on was you can upload ideas about how you think Des Moines could be greater. That's the whole point of it. So Josh Mandelbaum has submitted.
Right.
And one of the things that he said is that we have to start developing other neighborhoods and communities,
sure,
around the city, and have that connection between downtown and those sort of tributaries, so that we're not just compartmentalizing what we're doing here, ignoring other places and not having that connection. So we really feel like, wow, that's just lockstep with what we're thinking about. And we're starting to see that happen anyway, even though the mall core itself is, has been struggling. You see that a new Unity Point has come onto the mall property, not connected to the building, but there's a movie theater, there's 280 units of apartments going up, the owners have sold these parcels out to people who do believe in that location right off Highway 5 as a new place that.
Well, that's one of the areas that they've been talking about this for the past year, year and a half, that the south side of Des Moines is the next growth area.
Yeah, we believe that.
And that people are building houses down there, and that's reinvigorating so
it's
much.
It's more affordable to build.
Point, right.
That's why my husband and I, 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago, we were actually renting a beautiful piece of land, leasing it in West Des Moines. And had thoughts of buying it, but the property was very expensive, and we were sort of caretakers for it. And so when our owner decided that he was going to go ahead and sell it, we initially looked at West Des Moines, and then we realized that for the same amount of money, if we cast our net a little wider, we found the Easter Lake area on the south side, very far south edge, and realized that we got almost probably double the house for the price. And there are certainly some things in the school district in Des Moines that, you know, everyone weighs in, like, what are the schools like compared to Waukee? And I think that there's some wonderful opportunities and programs in schools. There's also some problems. So we had to weigh in as parents how involved we'd be with our son and his education to make sure that if there's things that we're just keeping our eye on the ball.
Sure.
And we decided when we weighed that in that we would give it a chance. And honestly, we've been pleased with that move. It has allowed us to have a place that we probably couldn't get otherwise. And actually, the schools work really hard with the kids. So,
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about curated growth. Mm-hmm. This is a new life. And you know, Laura, one of the other things in closing here, mm-hmm. One of the other things we're seeing this reimagining of mall spaces mm-hmm. all across the United States.
Yep.
I mean, Merle Hay Mall is reimagining
yep.
itself right now.
Valley West has got some more empty square footage than Southridge
yes.
does now. Yeah,
yeah, and with Yonkers closing
yep.
and soon to be Von Maur moving,
you know,
so that's going to be really impactful on yep. these behemoth structures.
Yeah.
That can then that are sitting on some prime areas.
Yeah,
you know, what do you do with them?
So, I guess what I would, if someone's listening to this podcast, and I know that you have a lot of people that do. So, what I would say is that we are definitely looking for people to contact Curated Growth for maybe having that be the place to incubate their new idea. We're definitely looking for people that are certain multidisciplinary that are looking for new clients and that potential and helping us with the project. We certainly are looking at people that also see a vision in investing in it. One really interesting piece is that we have engaged with Tracy Fuller with Innovative Events, and she sees it as a fantastic community place to have new events, a venue that would house, sort of fill a gap that we don't have. And she sees it, you know, everyone can see a blank slate as something different, and she sees it as a fabulous venue, and we agree with that idea with parking, etc. So we're going to start having meetings. We're definitely open to people's vision. We're sort of letting the flowers bloom, if you will.
Why not?
So just reach out, and we'd love to get people's ideas flowing. That's what the point of the space is supposed to be. So,
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links for all of this up on our radio blog. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to talk about it.
Laura Kennard joins us each and every Monday. We're talking about usually things to do for business networking and education in the greater Des Moines metro. And today we spent a considerable amount of time talking about her project called Curated Growth. Thanks
again. Thank you so much.
All right, it's nigh on to time. We got to get out of here before the jingle bells start. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? Yeah, we can hook you up. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful holiday. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, Be good to your fellow man. Good day.